Sea of Tears is the title track to Elin Jewell's new Signature Sound CD, and joining me on the Saturday Cafe is Elin and her entire band. Welcome to the Saturday Cafe.
Thank you. So good to be here.
It is wonderful to have you here, too. I read that you were concerned, what did you say, expecting some reaction from your fans with the new CD coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that, and did it happen the way you expected?
I was expecting it to happen because it's this third one here, this Sea of Tears, we call it. It's more rock and roll than our other two, and I wasn't sure if that would be embraced by our audience. But I think they weathered the storm pretty nicely.
Well, I think a lot of folk music fans were like me, actually grew up listening to rock and roll and discovered folk kind of later. It's not necessarily handed down on the family front porch anymore. So so this is as much part of our heritage as folk music is.
Yeah, that's how I see it for sure. I wasn't convinced though that others would agree with me, but I'm glad that they do.
Still worried about the traditionalist army of folk reviewers.
Yeah, you know, the axe just waiting for the electric guitar cables. it's still out there, but you know, we've been spared the axe, luckily.
One of the things that changed between your second album and this one is that you didn't bring a fiddle with you this time, that you're stripped down to your basic four-piece band. What did that let you do that you couldn't have otherwise?
Well, it helped us to focus on making a record that is a lot like how we sound live. It's a very honest portrayal of us. There's no smoke and mirrors. There's no guest musicians, and it's just us playing our instruments. I kind of find that the process anyway of recording Sea of Tears was very refreshing for me because it was so honest and simple and straightforward, you know.
I understand it was kind of high speed too, that you were actually bringing in songs still wet from the printer for your band to learn.
Yeah, we didn't really know a lot of them. I was still kind of writing in the studio, and it's just you get it done somehow.
Do they change now? Now that you're taking them out on the road and performing them, I mean, what effect does that have on the way you play the songs? Are they changing a lot from the way you recorded them, or are you just sort of honing them in, getting them?
Yeah, they evolve naturally on their own, whether you want them to or not. That's just what they do, and they kind of have little lives. They grow and change like little people, and my relationship towards them changes a lot too. And it's just sort of a organic thing that way.
Well, I think we should actually meet one of these little people. Would you play us a song, please?
Sure. We were thinking of doing a song called Rain Roll In, and I have to include a disclaimer because I understand that it's been a really wet spring for you all here in Eugene, but I'm from Idaho originally, in southern Idaho. Doesn't get a whole lot of rain, at least it didn't when I was growing up. It was always in a drought, and every time it rained, it was this really joyous celebration, at least in my mind it was. And so I still kind of have that attitude towards rain, and this song is about enjoying simple things in life, such as the rain.
Oh, one, two, three.
There's only one constant in this whole world. That's nothing ever stays the same. Someday my life will be over, and no one will remember my name. That's alright, cause what's in a name? And who needs another one to memorize anyway? Make no fuss over my grave. Just plant something pretty and call it a day. Let's just listen to the rain roll in. I don't feel like we gotta do nothing. The years go by and before too long, even the very last one is gone. The very last one is gone. they did, they were just wrong. But I've loved it all and I'll miss it when I'm gone. My life's been my art and I've told it in my songs. Let's just listen to the rain roll in. I don't feel like we gotta do nothing. The years go by and before too long, even the very last one is gone. The very last one is gone.
Ah, a rim shot on the Saturday Cafe, ladies and gentlemen. My guest today is Elin Jewell and her band. They're sounding wonderful. Thank you very much. We're going to imagine that Eugene listeners were hearing that as let's listen to the sun roll in. What is it? My life is my art and I tell it in my song. Is that mm-hmm. how the lyric goes? That's mm-hmm. a very nice little piece of writing.
Thank you.
It sums up so much what people are trying to do mm-hmm. when they write.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to remind myself every now and then that living is the real art form. And if you don't become an artist at that, then the rest of your art won't be worth very much.
It's true. So many people set out to be writers or songwriters or whatever without actually having a life to write about.
Yep.
Yeah. We should introduce this hot band. Please okay. do the honors, would you?
All right. We've got Jason Beek on drum and backup vocals, and Johnny Shasha on the upright bass, and Jerry Miller on the electric guitar.
You're playing tonight at Sam Bond's Garage, 9:30 start time on that. There is an opening act, Jason Robertson, I think it is.
Brooks
Robertson, you're right. Brooks Robertson is a local fingerstyle mm-hmm. guitarist, a student of Buster B. Jones, should be in. Interesting contrast.
Yeah.
What plans do you have from here on out?
Well, let's see. My little brother, Ed, is going to graduate on Monday from University of Oregon.
Oh, yay! Truly?
Yeah, he's a duck, and which makes me an honorary duck, I think. Mm-hmm. And we're going to catch that graduation action, and then we have to hit the road and tour California. So we're making a bunch of stops in California, San Francisco, L.A., Santa Rosa. We're going to be bouncing all around the great Golden State. But then we're heading east to Austin, and it's going to be a good tour. It has been so far, and we're going to be out on the road till the end of June. And then I can't think much past that.
It's all right. My brain just dropped my next question, too.
That's, yeah, mine does that all the time.
Isn't
usually with lyrics, though. We are going to release a Loretta Lynn tribute record. That's one plan we have for the future. That's coming out in July, we're hoping. And it's going to be called Butcher Holler, named after the little town in Kentucky
where
she's
up.
From.
Yeah, mm-hmm. right.
And we're excited about that.
Is this going to be just you and the band, or are other people?
Just me and the boys. What you see is what you get with us.
Well, I really appreciate seeing you and having you here on the Saturday Cafe
Thank
today.
You.
It's been wonderful. We do have time for another song, if you.
Oh, good. Okay.
Please.
I was thinking of doing a murder ballad to get our weekend off on a good foot. this is a song of mine from Sea of Tears. It's called Sweet Rose.
One, two, three, four.
Where'd you go last night with a rose in your hand? You were quite a sight in the road, I understand. Did you go see someone I know? Is she pretty? Do you think so? You didn't see who watched your way say goodbye.
Saturday Cafe. Elin Jewel and her band are my guests today. Did I get that right? Is he the one who was murdered rather than she?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. Oh, good. It's about it's about time somebody turned some of those around.
Yeah, it's a liberation song.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Equal rights to be murdered in folk and country music.